Chapter 13. Messenger from the Heavens. The night descended to the earth like a black cat, shrouding the world in darkness. In the sky, thousands of stars ignited, resembling eyes. The brightest among them seemed to be connected by invisible threads, evoking whimsical associations. Here is the Great Bear. There is the constellation of Leo. And there is the bright star Sirius, marking the nose of the constellation Canis Major.
I am from there, thought Bhagavan, studying the starry sky.
Next to Sirius, the constellation Orion burned. Further, other zodiacal constellations came into view. Gemini with bright stars, Taurus with the bright Aldebaran, signifying the eye of the bull.
Although stars and planets are physically far from us, they determine our destinies, thought Bhagavan, contemplating the sky.
Yes, that is true, responded Kuthumi to his thoughts.
At that moment, Kuthumi sat in a yogic posture, immersed in meditation.
Your birth is not a coincidence. You were born precisely when the two distant planets, Uranus and Pluto, aligned in the sky. This unique alignment occurs once every 120 years. It vividly reflects your spiritual name, Bhagavan, added Kuthumi.
What does this alignment represent? Asked his disciple.
Uranus is the highest knowledge, entirely new, overturning all old notions, and Pluto is a tremendous magical power, influencing the masses of people. Therefore, you will bring this knowledge to the world, to all the people of Earth. This is indicated by the fact that this alignment is in your ninth house, the house of teaching, missionary work.
But many people born in the same year as me can have this alignment. Why will I be the only one to manifest it?
It is because, answered Kuthumi, only one person on Earth expresses this alignment in its highest spiritual manifestation. Others express it in science or simply on a mundane level. Life is always distributed like a pyramid. There is only one peak, and the base is vast. Not everyone can fully express divine knowledge.
But God is in everything, objected Bhagavan.
Yes, that is true,
his master responded majestically.
But God is present in everything in varying quantities and qualities, as the world is not homogeneous. It is diverse. For example, in a sacred place, the power of God is greater than in an impure, decaying place, although he is present in both. Furthermore, in a sacred place, he manifests his constructive aspect, while in a decaying place, the destructive. And in you is concentrated all the knowledge of God. Thus you are its embodiment in knowledge.
Why then was I not born at the exact moment of alignment, but only when Uranus and Pluto were already separating from each other?
This is because, replied Kuthumi, it was necessary for other planets in your horoscope to form the configuration required for your incarnation, so that they can contribute to the manifestation of the qualities of Uranus and Pluto. In your cosmogram, this is primarily the sextile between Uranus, Pluto, Neptune, and Mercury in conjunction with the Moon. All of this is not accidental, as the conjunction itself cannot manifest without the involvement of other planets, and the cosmos chose the best moment for you to appear. Similar connections of the major planets existed only in the last century, when I and other hierarchs of the Circle of Kailash Priests were born, said Kuthumi, carefully looking at his disciple.
I know that the alignment of Uranus and Neptune in Capricorn will occur in 1993, Will the great soul be born on this planet at that time as well?
Asked Bhagavan.
Yes, exactly. It will be so, replied his master. And then the embodiment of divine love will be born. This person will continue the great work you have started. But he will continue it not very soon. It will happen only in the next century.
How rarely great souls visit this unfortunate earth, Bhagavan said with compassion.
Yes, that is true, sympathetically confirmed Kuthumi. But you did not come here alone. Many bright souls of disciples have incarnated with you, who will be the first to accept the teaching of the Circle of Kailash Priests and spread it worldwide to save it from destruction, to free millions of still imperfect beings sent to this earth to work out their evil karma. In the night sky, the full moon was rising, illuminating the trees and rocks with its milky light. Everything around took on whimsical shapes, casting faint lunar shadows on the ground.
I will surely save all people, Bhagavan thought with tears in his eyes, and his heart was filled with unearthly love for the whole world.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.